When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, touchdown. Interceptor of the deflection.
He's too strong, A.J. Brown, to bring down.
His moves have moves. Eagles defense has not had an answer yet here in the third quarter. And we've got a ball game.
The Slim Reaper.
Packed off by Gardner Johnson. They are going 6-0.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And Key, look at this. Jay is back.
I'm back.
Jay is back.
Yep. We had Christmas already?
The whole text chain. See you in January. I'm like, I'm not responding. I'm too tired.
You know, Christmas was here and passed.
He grew a beard and everything.
Happy New Year, Jay. Glad to see you again.
Hey, I thought about you the other day, though, Key. We had to, you know, obviously have my daughter, Penny. We were trying to go for a walk. And trying to get out the house, and my wife was like, "Do you have the wipes?" I'm like, "Oh God, I forgot the wipes." They were like, "You can't leave the house without having 10,000 things now to leave the house."
You just leave it in your car too. Leave it in your stroller. Leave it in your car. You always have a backpack.
You got two
ready
strollers
to go.
Now. Got two backpacks.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like a damn AAU team leaving.
Why you got two? Why don't you just get the double stroller?
We got the double one, then the single stroller for the third.
Oh, for the
third.
But the third you put on the double with the. With
so
a little scooter
in the back.
Yeah, a little platform they can stand up and hold. It's a bunch of, you got the money. There's
you ever
a
see
bunch
Eastbound and Down, Jay? You ever see Eastbound and Down?
No.
He threw the kid in the backpack, threw some lettuce in there for the kid in case he got hungry.
No, I'm serious though, Jay. They got so many different strollers. I've gone in my house, in my garage. I probably got, and I just had this screaming and hollering match the other day about getting rid of the strollers. Man, it's probably about seven strollers lined
that's
up.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of upgrade on the stroller.
Yeah, that's okay. See, you can afford it. Don't complain.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I can't remember schedules and sleeping arrangements and snacks. And then I'm stressed.
When you go to like the store or whatever, buy bulk. And then use the bulk, and put them everywhere. You got to have them everywhere.
The logistics alone,
What I'm saying. It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time
job. My wife is a beast. She's on top of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It'll
be fun. And imagine when you call a college basketball game on a Saturday and you get home Saturday night after the college game and then the baby starts screaming. That'll be even better for you because she'll be tired from holding the baby all day and night. And then it's your turn, even though you've been traveling and doing that and the baby's screaming. And she looks at you and says, Jay.
You've been
going. Jay, can you go get him or her for me? That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but that one Saturday night, though, I'll have to myself. Oh, it makes a world of a difference.
So last night, were you able to stay up till the end of Cowboys Eagles?
I made it through the first half.
First half.
We're not sleeping. Nobody's sleeping in my house anyway.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Everybody's on fumes anyway.
You got through the whole thing?
I got through three and a hook.
Same.
Yeah.
Three and a hook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I didn't even know what happened. I'm watching the whole thing, and all I knew is what.
But even in the third, you know, it was one of these. And it was a. Then I hear Mike Tirico scream about something, so then I pop back up, and then at that point I just said, man, they ain't going to win.
But it was typical Eagles, get a lead, kind of give up the lead, but still find a way to win the game.
You know what happened when the Cowboys made it look like, oh, wait a minute, then you're alert. And then at a certain point it became obvious, no, Eagles got this.
Yeah, no, the Eagles got it, and one of the reasons that they got it is my recipe for success. When you can be 15-25, a buck 55 and two touchdowns, and what's the main column?
No
zero
INTs.
No turnovers. So then on the flip side of things, the other guy on the other side, he threw the ball 38 damn times. I don't need Cooper Rush throwing the ball 38 times, and he had three picks. You're going to lose. That's the bottom line.
Can you explain?
I was going to say, Max, we talked about this with Cooper Rush, though, and I know that we've been kind of like battling. You have been battling Key, I watched it last week, and myself, that I don't think he's the long-term answer.
Oh, no.
Because it came down to the point, though,
right? I never
said he was. No. I'm just saying, but you said a competition for a quarterback position,
what
right?
I said was I'm not taking him out until he loses.
Okay.
He lost.
So
now
my
only
question
over.
Is, I feel like you can win. The recipe is if you can run the game, control the clock, he doesn't make any mistakes. But if you get down early and you need him to throw you back in the game, I don't think he's the guy to do that. And we saw that last night.
This you saw it last night when you look at Cooper Rush. The thing that he couldn't do is he couldn't succumb to the pressure that was being put on him. The pressure to bear was just something that it was almost like he wasn't familiar with it. His balls was floating. There was no real zip on them.
Sometimes they weren't in the vicinity of the receiver.
They were not in the vicinity of the receiver. And you sit there and you go, wait a minute, man. And this is why guys are backups. And it's not being mean to say a guy's a backup. A guy making millions of dollars being a backup for a reason. But as I said last week, you know, when you got certain intel that says to you, hey, Key, man, slow down. You know, because this
But you
dude,
say a backup, Key, that's exactly what you want from a backup.
Oh, he gave
Dude's
him gonna
no. make
yeah.
his
he gave
five,
him
six weeks.
He expectations.
He gave him
can you do 155 yards, two touchdowns?
But you like, had me acting like you for about a good week.
You're good at this.
You had me acting like you, like I didn't know football all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. I never said he should be the long-term
then
answer.
Then I had to get, but you was trying to convince me to the point that had me thinking, yeah, this dude might be, yeah, he probably could hold off Dak Prescott if he keeps winning.
If he kept winning,
if he won
that game last night and didn't throw those, because what it came down to, Key, is what you say. If he had zero picks and somehow the Cowboys figured out a way to win,
yeah,
I'm
he was
not
going,
touching
but,
it.
But, Jay, I mean, but
Max,
it
just doesn't matter. It's water
he was going
the
to have zero picks last. I mean, he was going
he's
to have
picks
last
night.
Night.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it just
that's
just
why
look
it's
at the
not
pros.
An issue. That's why it's not an issue.
Yeah,
because
but you
it'll
had
show
me,
itself.
Jay. He while you were gone, he had me
worked on him
prior
a little.
To that. When you were here, he had us kind of, but then he had me all the way over there with him going against you, and then I had to reach out to some people to really get the intel that I needed secretly. And once they told me that, I had to come back in and say, yeah. As they explained to me, they said, man, he's a pumpkin. We've carved out a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And eventually we can't preserve that pumpkin. It's going to rot. And this is what you saw last night.
I'm going to tell you, though, when the Eagles just dominate with that run game, man, of the power of their O-line, that RPO game, Key, is – I mean, between Lamar Jackson and – he doesn't even have a back like Miles Sanders. I'm like, who has the best RPO game in the league?
Do you want to hear from Cooper Rush, or is he yesterday's news already? Or do you want to hear from him? You want to hear from him about his turnovers?
What is he going to say that we're not going to know?
Let's take a listen and see what we think. Here's Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously was the deciding factor. First one was a bang-bang play. Ball pounces up in the air and, you know, oh crap. But, the next one's just got to, you know, can't do it right. And then, I think that was the difference in the game because I think we moved the ball when we were on schedule and plays were there. We were making them. But we gave them two or three short fields versus a very good offense that they got.
See, the interception that he threw, we
Which
really
one?
Didn't.
There were three.
The one that the safety dove at and caught. The problem with that is he really didn't get a chance to step into it the way that he needed to, but also he held it a little longer than what he should have. Once the receiver releases off the line of scrimmage and get past the corner, that's called a turkey hole shot. That means that you shoot it. He should be lasering that thing straight to the sideline on a straight beeline. But I don't know if he has the arm strength to do that. So, therefore, it's a lollipop. If he beelines that thing and shoots that thing straight through the turkey hole, the safety never gets over there. CeeDee Lamb catches that and walks into the end zone.
That's
this
Dak
is why
Prescott.
You're a backup. But Dak Prescott can do that.
Yeah, and Cooper Rush obviously cannot.
It does show you, though, the power of the Eagles, though, in that secondary, too. I mean, their secondary played well. I mean, look, Max, we're Giants guys. James Bradbury. Played well.
Bradbury he's good. We knew Bradbury was good. We just couldn't afford him.
Darius Slay. You know what I mean? Like, they have the pieces in that secondary as well.
Yeah, Slay nice, though. Slay
hey, can,
nice.
Can you explain? Yeah, no question. And Bradbury makes him better, I think, too. Hey, can you explain to me real quick before we get out of here, what kind of genius thing was this? We're not going to block Micah Parsons.
Well,
they leave him unblocked multiple times.
Yeah, you leave him blocked because he thinks he got something. Now
he hesitates.
Now you hesitate and freeze him. If you remember the game plan that Swagoo got mad at me and Dan Orlowski for on NFL Live last week, we gave this particular game plan. RPO game, don't block him, let him do it. Now he has to make a decision. Okay, do I take the quarterback? Well, if I take the quarterback and he gives it to the running back, I'm messed up here. And if I do that and vice versa. So he's out there thinking. And that's the thing. Your screen game, the draw game, and the RPO game going to wreck our defensive line every time.
Tony Romo said after the win over Kansas City that the Bills, there were so many great games yesterday, prove that they are the team to beat in the AFC.
Jim, I think they're the team to beat.
Is he right about that?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
You spent some time in Utah, Key.
Yeah, I wish I didn't. We lost the game.
Man, it looks like a pretty country.
No, it's pretty. No, there's no question about it. The mountains, the backdrop, the weather was perfect. But, you know, it was one of those deals, man. You get in Friday night, you get in, you go eat. Everybody was extremely nice. Man, it was a trip because we went to Benihana's, and I've never seen the tricks that was being done at Benihana's. A dude literally, I don't know what it is, a dude had one egg. And he turned him into three right in front of us.
Got a little magic tricks.
Man, I swear to God, Jay, it was crazy.
You know, because Key is a chef. He's watching for that.
Man,
you know
he is, too. Me and my dude, and then we sitting there looking. I'll tell you a story, because we got, but it was crazy. So it was fun. SC lost. That wasn't fun. It was a lot of alcohol consumed between Friday and Sunday morning.
In Utah.
And, wow. And you know, it was weird because they can only give 1.5 ounces of shots. Mm-hmm. And so when you get a drink, you can't have the shot poured in the drink. They have to give it to you separately. And I guess you have to do it. Mm-hmm. And if you order shots alone, you have to take the shot before they could give you another shot. They can't give you two shots, you know. If you say, hey, I want two shots, the first thing they're going to say is that for you, both shots? So I tried to get two shots one time. And the dude, I'm like, no.
It's for my friend.
All them right there. So I'm just going to put it over here with me. It's like,
what if you have a split personality?
He's like,
can you get two?
He goes, is it for you, though? I said, well, this one is not the one I'm ordering. It's for my friends. He's like, well, they just ordered six over there for all six of them. And this will make a seventh and an eighth. And I was just like, man, can't you just.
Over here playing detective.
But we got our ass handed to us. It was a good game. Our defense sucks. I don't know any other way to say it. Our defense is horrible.
Did you know going in and you just had to back SC, or did you really think that?
No, I knew we would probably beat them on the offensive side of the ball, and I knew that our defense probably would give up the goods, which they did.
Certainly did.
Then
that.
We lost. Then the Dodgers lost.
Oh, so what a weekend
you with me.
So it was more drinking.
I'd even text you.
You know.
It happened, I'd even text you.
And so imagine, first of all, we're in Utah. All the SC homers are Dodger homers.
Right,
of
course.
So now you're dealing with a loss from SC. Now we're still watching the Dodger game.
You can only get one drink at a time. Something's got to give.
It's like, then all the sadness from USC spills over to the loss of the Dodgers sadness.
Oh, so
you're hearing it from everywhere.
Can I get a double? Nope. But both my teams lost. Can I please get
it?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to finish that one first.
Wild deal.
There's just one entity left in our trio, and that is your Yankees, Max.
Come on, Bombers.
The Padres got my Mets and Keys Dodgers, and now I need your Yankees to do it to the Guardians.
I feel like baseball should think like basketball. Just get in the tournament, man. Don't nobody care about no 111 damn wins. Just get in.
It's unbelievable, man. 111 wins and a best of five series. Anything can happen.
Load managing in baseball.
Yes, you should.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Fires downfield, it is picked off at the 20-yard line, intercepted by the Bills.
Credit to our defense for stepping up and making plays.
I always expect to win until there's literally no time. So anytime you lose, it definitely hurts.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yeah, we're on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. And your smart speakers, you can download the podcast. We're on ESPNU. That's all true. But do you know, if you have a phone in your pocket, you have us wherever you are, you can listen live. Go to the app. Click on the lower right-hand corner. It says More. Click on that. Scroll down. Hit Listen Live. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Bills 24, Chiefs 20 at Arrowhead. Guys, Tony Romo said after the win over Kansas City that the Bills proved they are the team to beat in the AFC. Before we even answer whether or not that's true, here is Josh Allen on how he was feeling on that last Chiefs drive.
Anytime you're going against a quarterback like that who, you know, you can make an argument he's got the best start to any quarterback to ever play this game in the history of the league, you know, he's a special player. So anytime he's got the ball in the hands, you never know what can happen. But, again, credit to our defense for stepping up and making plays.
Yeah, he's so easy to like, Josh Allen, because what he just said about Patrick Mahomes is 100% true. He just gave it up. The best start to any career ever, probably, at quarterback.
Yeah, he's right. He's paying attention to it, and the reason he's paying attention to it because he's chasing him. Now, congratulations to the Buffalo Bills in beating the Kansas City Chiefs two times in the regular season. I don't care about the regular season, even though many people would think that there's a step to getting to the playoffs with confidence when you see Kansas City again later on down the line. The one thing that's interesting about this is if Buffalo can run, not run the table, but if Buffalo can get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, what would that look like going into is it still Ralph Wilson Stadium? Or did they change it again?
Got me.
I'll call it Ralph Wilson Stadium until somebody tells me something different. Going to Buffalo with the cold, the mafia, the people, a whole, you know, jumping on tables and putting mustard all over their face and acting a certain way, you go into that type of environment, you may come out of there with an L opposed to them going on the road, because we've seen Buffalo lose on the road many times.
And that's why, Jay, they drafted Josh Allen in the first place. Look, cold weather, we want a big, strong kid with a big arm who can run. They got it. If they get home field, it's going to be a problem.
I mean, obviously, he is their, you know, he's the epitome of their offense. But, I mean, their defense is what won that game for them, too. I mean, Von Miller made a play, that sack on Patrick Mahomes. When they had a chance third down, they could have iced out the game, right? I mean, I don't know how long that dude runs around in the pocket and moves around. He's like Houdini, but they found a way to get him down, and that's what led to them ultimately having a chance on the offensive end. I know the Eagles are a really good team. They're complete. I think the Bills are the best team in football right now. They're playing in football.
Well, them are let's limit it to the AFC because you're going to get an argument from Eagles fans. But in the AFC right now, key top to bottom.
Chiefs are right there too. I'm just saying, coming off the win.
Isn't that weird how, Mahomes one of these dudes, I always believe he's going to win the game. When I see the defense do that to him, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I got more pressure to him last night. Yep. That was the difference.
Yeah, I would probably say the Bills right now are the king of the mountain in the AFC, although I didn't see the Chargers play, right? They didn't give me anything yesterday. So even though their record is a little different, I think the Chargers could be fully healthy, could be something, you know.
It's in there somewhere.
Look, they beat the Chiefs. If I'm going to give them a win, and James hates me for this, but I'm going to give them a win even though it was a loss against Kansas City because it was a mistake made by the tight end not being taken off the field, and then he ran a poor route. Therefore, it was a pick six going the other way. It would have been a two-score game, and they would have lost. And they would have beat Kansas City the same thing Buffalo did going into Arrowhead. So, you know, I want to see it. But right now, Buffalo, you got to tip your hat off to them.
I mean, we'll see what the Chargers look like tonight and start to make a decision in the AFC for you.
It's the Broncos, huh?
Yeah, but I mean,
you can still look at
going into the season, it's like Bills and Chargers were two of the teams that people were, and always the Chiefs.
Yeah, what do you call
now
it?
Now the Bills just
the
beat
juice
the Chiefs.
Was coming in for those guys.
Yeah.
Bills just beat the Chiefs. Chargers got off to a little bit of a slow start for what we were anticipating. Bills look like number one to me in the conference right now.
Well, you know, I know Key said, I don't really care what happens throughout the regular season, and I get that. It's all about postseason play. But if you are Josh Allen going on the road, getting a win, that dude. Max, you always call him a cyborg from the future.
Sent back to destroy Patrick Mahomes.
Sent back to beat him, right? So he's just his size, his frame. Even that pass he threw to Dawson Knox, man. I mean, it was sick. He makes plays. So for me, I think Josh Allen is leading the MVP conversation. Probably Jalen Hurts is right there. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes will be in that conversation with Lamar Jackson as well. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes throwing a pick yesterday, Lamar Jackson throwing a pick to close out the game. Josh Allen, what he's doing right now is just pretty special.
Him or Hurts, Bills or Eagles, right? Like in each conference, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, when you start talking about the MVP, because it's so early, Josh Allen probably has the momentum to a degree, but then Jalen Hurts is sitting right there. Or if you flip it, Jalen Hurts has the momentum, but Josh Allen is sitting right there. I think Lamar Jackson is taking himself out of the MVP. Too many losses on his
too many bad
resume.
Decisions late. That's a bad decision he made
bad
late.
Bad decisions, yeah, too many losses of late. And then Patrick Mahomes is going to be there. And he obviously could catch fire and just roll from here on out statistically.
Yeah, Mahomes really, I still always feel with him like he could do better than that, even though he's been great this year. But it did seem to me like he was pressing a little bit at the end because he's put in that position only so many times. Eventually, you're going to throw an interception.
And with Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, coming into the season, people wanted Josh Allen to be the MVP.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Hey, he's the MVP. Hey. Mm-hmm. It's like we haven't played a game yet. Now Jalen Hurts has to make up the people want to be ground. He's making up that ground.
Here's what Mahomes said about playing Josh Allen after the game.
I mean, I want to win against the best. And he's put himself up there. So definitely you want to win against the best and play against the best football teams. But when you lose, at least you're losing to the best. So you have two great quarterbacks, two great teams. You have two great coaches going at it. That's what you want. And we lost this time, but hopefully we can battle back and have another chance when we get to the playoffs.
I love it. Two great quarterbacks.
He gets away with saying that, right? Mahomes can say two great quarterbacks. No one's going to be like, hey, you can't talk about yourself that way. Everyone's like, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he can. That was funny, though. Two great quarterbacks.
But Mahomes knows. I see. I like the self-awareness both guys has. Mahomes knows how he's perceived. And so when he says two great quarterbacks, what he's telling Josh Allen is, you're on my level. I recognize, like, game recognize game. I see you. It's not like about him bragging that he's great. Everyone knows Mahomes is great.
No, it's just funny to hear him say it. That's all.
I want to ask you a question, Keith.
And I have an answer.
Do you think in the next 5 years or so, we'll have every quarterback that will have that same kind of RPO game that Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Daniel Jones, would that be the majority of quarterbacks in the league?
No, it'll be the same way it is now, split.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's certain people, no matter what, they don't believe in the Golden State Warriors. They don't believe in shooting threes, no matter what, right? Yeah.
It just feels like you would want a quarterback with all that
optionality,
right?
No matter what.
That's where the athleticism is going.
No matter what, Jay. They will always – it's going to always be
– I'll split the difference between you guys. I think you're right. It's going to just keep trending that way. Like, Mac Jones goes last in the first round of all those quarterbacks because he's not
–
but there will always be an exception to the rule. There will always be a Tom Brady type out there who's a statue, but real quick –
they're going to stay wanting sub-zero refrigerators. That's just the reality of it.
That's why I said majority, though, Max. Maybe the
majority. Yeah, no, majority, no doubt. That's how it's going. That's how it's going, I think. Guys, what a day in New York sports. But from the other point of view, like Giants, Jets, Yankees, Bills, I guess, if you want to call them. But from the other point of view,
they are New York, Max. Why y'all be doing them like
well,
that?
I mean, you know, they're way upstate. Packers, the Packers offense really struggled in that loss to the Jets. Is that more about the Jets' defense or the Packers' offense? Do the Packers need to bring in a receiver?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When he went no huddle and they started to make plays.
All the big games but light on time? Let us catch you up.
Definitely not fun ever playing against no huddle offense.
Let's run the no huddle.
Whether you huddle, whether you don't huddle, still comes down to just the execution.
Oh, it's no huddle time on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Guys, the Giants pulled off a fourth-quarter comeback to beat the Ravens, making last night one of the best days of my life. With the game on the line, Lamar Jackson turned the ball over on the final two drives with an interception and a fumble, an ill-advised pass off the fumble, too. Less than sharp all game, 17 of 32 for 210 yards. Lamar got intercepted. Really, it was one of the worst decisions of his career. What do you take away from this game, Lamar?
Lamar, with the way the game finished, particularly for you, what do you take away from this game?
Man, just try not to make mistakes. You know, we wanted to push the ball down the field, keep the ball in our hands. We have a chance.
Key, how much is Lamar to blame for the Ravens' loss?
Well, look, I think it's not just on Lamar. Lamar obviously had an ill-advised interception throw. He also fumbled the ball at the end of the game there. I wouldn't blame everything on him. They've got to do a better job, one, taking care of business and protecting the football and closing things out. This team is certainly a good team, but I don't think that they're nowhere near what we thought they would be at the beginning of the season. There's just too many hiccups along the way.
Yeah, I think this is the first game where Lamar is subject to blame here for the loss to a degree. I mean, you talk about the interception and then the fumble forced by Kayvon Thibodeau at the end of the game. Right, two costly turnovers, which allowed his team to get back in the game. But at the end of the day, like, this is what the Giants do. The Giants find ways to win ugly. They win in the trenches. And the narrative for me with the Ravens, they can't find ways to close games out.
See, I wouldn't call the Giants win ugly. I just would call it, this is what they are. This is the type of team that they are. And that's why they're sitting right behind the Philadelphia Eagles in the AFC East.
One thing I got to say about Lamar is I thought he was going to win MVP this year, have this incredible season. He got outplayed down the stretch. He outplayed Joe Burrow down the stretch, but got outplayed by Daniel Jones down the stretch, and before that, by Josh Allen. And this was really a year with everything he has on the line, because he's not working with a lot on that team. He has to really shoulder the load.
That was the thing that I was always afraid of, the pressing. When will he start to press, thinking about the future?
Gee, I don't know how many times I have to tell Key, all you need is 197 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. I love what you give the perfect stats on that. What is he? What do you need him to be, 197 yards?
Yeah, I need him to be. I need Lamar. We're talking about Lamar. I need Lamar to be 17 to 23, 210, two touchdowns in the air.
One on the ground?
About 14 carries for about 65 yards and one on the ground.
That's it. That's the winning formula.
For him.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, Trubisky comes off the bench and the Steelers
take that, Jay.
Rally past Tom Brady and the Bucks 20-18. Brady completed 25 of 40 for 243 and a touchdown, but also saw drives bogged down consistently in the red zone. You know, Gronk is starting to get on that elliptical right now. Four times Tampa Bay drove inside the Pittsburgh 20. They need a red zone situation. Three times the drive ended with Ryan Suckup. How do you say his last name? I always mess that. I mess every last name up. Kicking a field goal instead of an extra point attempt. Todd Bowles on the Super Bowl hangover.
I think guys that's living off the Super Bowl are living in a fantasy land, and you got to get your hands dirty and go to work like everybody else. And we've been working hard. We got to work harder, you know, because nobody's going to give us anything or feel sorry. So we got to go back as coaches, as players, and the time for talking is over. You either got to put up or shut up.
The Super Bowl was 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
So are they still hung over from the Super Bowl?
Did you see them at the party? Did you see them at the party at the boat and everything? That was a hell of a party.
2 years ago, though. Max, they still drunk from that?
Yeah, apparently.
Jeez. But the problem really isn't about those sort of things. It's, look, you had a quarterback in Mitch Trubisky who prepared like the starter. And whenever your backup prepares like the starter, he can come in and do certain things on the offensive side of the ball. Then on flip side of things, you had Tom Brady, okay, going to Robert Kraft's wedding, which is fine, but it's right before your game, man. You need to be locked in and focused in, and it certainly showed against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And on top of that, he was screaming and yelling and acting a certain way toward his linemen. Now, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life, so to speak, out there allegedly in the media, but Tom needs to just go back to being Tom, man. Relax.
That's the biggest takeaway for me. I mean, obviously, we can talk about on the field, but this video that's going viral of Tom yelling at his O-line, and I get that in the first half he was sacked multiple times and got a lot of quarterback hits. I get that, but when you're gone Friday night and then Saturday and you miss walkthrough and then you just show up, Key, and you're like, you start yelling at people, that's going to internally – you know what, Key, we know about this.
He's prepared.
I'm not saying he's not prepared, but people in the locker room are going to start looking at you sideways
like,
hold on, man. You can't just be cheating – the system that everybody else has to go through, and all of a sudden it don't work out.
Guys, can I talk about the elephant in the room here?
What's that?
I know you want to stay out of everyone's personal life, Key. It seems to me, Tom Brady seems to me to have lost weight. It seems to me like he's not eating. We all hear that, you know, he and Giselle got divorce attorneys and all this stuff. He is going through it. In a midlife situation. By the way, I've been through this kind of like if you live long enough, you go through it. It's a tough time of life, and I know no one feels sorry for Tom Brady. Da da da. But Key, you were talking
about.
Hey, Jay,
you lost weight.
That's why I just decided.
Jay, Key is someone who lived in a car in high school, right? Oh, yeah. And so had a tough childhood.
Well, not high school. I was a little better than high school backs.
How old?
Junior high.
Right, yeah. By high school,
by high school, we
high
had
school,
an
he
apartment.
Was making money. He was paying taxes already. He was paying taxes in high school. But junior high school, Key's living out of a car, and he will tell you that going through what Tom Brady is going through is difficult by any standard.
I've gone through the divorce the year we went to the Super Bowl and won. Now, I still balled out. I put up great numbers. I did what I was supposed to. But it's very difficult. I lost weight. It was like, hey, man, what are you smoking crack nowadays?
And so he's yelling at his offensive lineman. I mean, you know, he's got a short fuse, right? I get it.
Yeah. He doesn't want to hear anything.
I'm not. Kyler Murray is irritated by Arizona Cardinals by their struggles on offense. The loss dropped the Cardinals to 2-4, and it's 9 points. We're tied for the second fewest under coach Cliff Kingsbury, whose long and illustrious career led to that opportunity to be the head coach for the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals have yet to score 30 points this season. Is that combined? Just kidding. Here's Kyler Murray after the game.
We moved the ball well today. I felt, you know, we just get down in the red zone or past the 50. False start here, negative play here. And we just can't finish. Can't finish. That's the moral of the story right now. It's not finishing drives, not putting the ball in the end zone. Can't win like that.
Does this feel more about what you're seeing from the defenses or self-inflicted?
Not at all. Self-inflicted for sure. I mean they played well today, obviously, holding us to 9 points. But You know, the teams are going to continue to do that, continue to play soft, make us, you know, methodically move the ball down there, which, you know, as you can see, like I said, we moved the ball today. We just got down there and didn't finish.
Yeah, JC, this is why you leave things up to the experts. Because I tried to tell you his rookie year when they was rolling and I just didn't like Mighty Mouse and I didn't like the Cardinals and things of that nature. Eventually, people, these older guys with the gray hair that sit up all night long trying to game plan and scheme, they've been doing this now. And they've seen this now for 4 years. They're eventually going to catch up to you and try to figure out how to stop you. And that's the reality of it. And Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have something else in the toolbox.
See, if you can't make an adjustment, it's a parlor trick. If you can make an adjustment, you can be great. But, Jay, if you can't adjust, it's just a parlor trick. When people figure it out, what are you going to do?
I agree. It hasn't looked right? But you heard Kyler Murray talk about they can't finish drives. Let's see how they finish drives on Thursday night against the Saints when DeAndre Hopkins is back.
Ooh, that's
Let's just see
point.
When he comes back.
Wait, that's a good
so
point.
Like,
they haven't had D-Hop.
Look, he rushed for 100 yards on 11 carries. I get it didn't look spectacular, but when D-Hop comes back in the red zone, that's going to give you a different option to work with.
I don't want it to work out, Jay. I want the Giants to get DeAndre Hopkins, you know?
What?
Oh, they can get Robbie Anderson.
DeAndre, man. DeAndre.
Robbie almost. That was yesterday. Was wow. Talk about that thing's escalating quickly for Robbie Anderson yesterday.
By the way, can we hear that sound again? Because if it doesn't work out, I think Kyler Murray can get a job as Charlie Brown's teacher. I couldn't hear anything he was saying. I couldn't hear the question either. All right, next. The Packers offense looked bad in that loss to the Jets. It's been 6 weeks now. Packers scored 107 points, so that's under 18 points a game so far this season. Fewest in any six-game span. With Rodgers as their starting quarterback ever, according to ESPN Stats and Information Research. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, what do you think the Packers need to do going forward?
Not attacking anything. I just think that based on how we've played the last 2 weeks, I think it's going to be in our best interest to simplify things for everybody, for the line, for the backs, for the receivers, especially with Cobbie's injury. Just simplify some things and maybe that'll help us get back on track.
That's who you should be for Halloween, Aaron Rodgers.
So I get that from time to time.
Yeah, you got a little. You look like you could be Jordan Rodgers. You and Aaron could be brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Look, the offensive ball.
Be a little more athletic if that were the case.
I see you, I think, immunized. That's what.
Stop, man. The offensive side of the ball for Green Bay has struggled this year, and I'm starting to worry about them a little bit. Now that I see Minnesota's stacking their chips up, you know, one win here, there, and then Green Bay's looking like they look. Two straight losses now, one to the New York Giants, and now all of a sudden you lose yesterday. And you look at the situation and you say, well, what is really going on with the Packers?
Look, everybody's going to focus on Aaron Rodgers, Key, and I get that. Not having Davante Adams, people are going to try to recirculate that narrative around it. And I get he's a big red zone target.
Looking like it now.
It does look like it. I mean, I've been talking about that for a while. But all I've been hearing about this entire offseason is about how good this defense is going to be. Like, this defense is a Super Bowl caliber defense. I've been hearing that from our experts, right?
Doesn't look that way, does it?
Right? This is a defense that ranks 28th in the league in turnovers, forcing turnovers. They don't give you anything. So until this defense starts playing at a higher level, they're not going to be able to stay in games.
You know what? I'm not worried about Rodgers. Like, he's had slow starts before, though, not under LaFleur. I get it. Some guys always go to the playoffs. He's one of them. I got to believe he's going to be there.
It's different, though, Max.
It looks different. So it looks different.
So maybe.
But the receivers are young.
And to the point where you say he always go to the playoffs, maybe he comes into the seventh seed and goes on a tear, a wild card, three straight wins on the road. Maybe that's how he gets back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's possible. So, guys, listen, Jay, you're the bald one on the show, like Curly and the Three Stooges, right?
Sure.
We are the Three Stooges, right? And when you're not here, like when the Three Stooges were missing Curly, they used to bring in Shemp. And Shemp would sit in for Curly, and he did a good job.
He's all right.
But we have our own Shemp on this show.
Yeah.
When you were on paternity leave, Harry Douglas came in, sat right in that chair, and did his thing. They were good episodes. They were. Yes, we missed Curly, but damn it, we had Shemp. And joining us now is Shemp, ESPN, football analyst, ESPN radio host, Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, Harry?
How those Braves doing, Harry?
Nothing much. They doing well. You know, we set up for the next 10 years, Jay. But all we need, though, now is the Yankees to lose so Max could join the rest of us. Yes. Ain't it right, Key?
Nah, it's not going down like that.
He said right, yeah, Key.
We got the stopper, Jameson Taillon, today. Damn it, that bullpen better get it together.
It is what it is, you know. It's going to Pluto. Can't think about it anymore.
Yeah, it's over with now. It's over with.
Harry,
now.
You played the position. Do the Packers need to bring in another receiver, Odell or otherwise, or are the young guys going to catch on eventually this season?
They do. I just honestly believe that when I'm looking at this Packers offense and this team in totality, they had a fumble yesterday that led to a field goal for the Giants. They also, for the Jets, they had a blocked punt that resulted in a touchdown. A missed field goal. They got stopped on 4th-and-3. They only had one red zone attempt. Think about that now. You got Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, and you only get one trip to the red zone. You had drop passes, but also Aaron Rodgers hasn't been looking like Aaron Rodgers. He missed throws. Aaron Jones had a go route down the sideline, and he basically threw the ball out of bounds. You see him missing certain receivers. It's just so much going on with this team right now that they're not playing good football. And on the flip side of it, you look at the Jets. The Jets were 1-for-10 on third downs. You tell me a team going to go 1-for-10 on third downs and you lose that game by 17 points. But they did have the block punt. They had that 34-yard touchdown run by Breece Hall. You also had that 20-yard run by Berrios. And then you had like a 41-yard explosive catch by Corey Davis. So they had – Key, you know this. It's about, I'll say, 6 to 7 plays in each game that determine the outcome of the game. Those were the plays right there for the Jets and the Packers. Those plays right there.
Yeah, I don't think they really need to bring in another receiver. What they need to do is just keep these receivers going along, keep their confidence high. You know, everyone wants OBJ. OBJ's not even ready to play. He's not ready to play. So if he's not ready to play, how is he going to help you? By standing on the sideline? I think he'll be in Los Angeles with the Rams anyway. I just think that they need to figure out their defense, Harry, and they need to figure out how to do the right things on offense in terms of what they want to do. Simplify the offense, so Aaron Rodgers says, dummy it down, I say. Dummy down the offense. So it's less on his plate and it's less on these young receivers so they can start to contribute without thinking they can just play it fast.
Well, Key, I will also say this, and Matt LaFleur is supposed to be this offensive mind and this offensive guy. You can't have A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones get 19 carries between the two for 60 yards. Understand what the recipe is. He has to do some serious thinking and some serious breakdowns of himself, because I also think that he is not holding this team afloat and he's part of the issue because he's not featuring the running backs the way they're supposed to be featured.
Harry, I did quickly, because I heard you talk about this before the season when you think about Joe Barry – and the Packers' defense, right? So the defense ranks 28th in the league in forcing turnovers, Harry. This defense hasn't really – and I get yesterday's special teams. We could talk about Aaron Rodgers. But what about the staple of this defense that was supposed to keep them in ball games and do their job?
Yeah, remember I was just there, y'all, with y'all last week, and I said they lose the first game against the Minnesota Vikings with the same type of offense that they run, right? That Shanahan tree. You go against that offense every day in practice. And then you have the Jets come in with the same offense because the brother Mike LaFleur of Matt LaFleur was within that system as well. So that's two times this season you have lost to an offense that's similar to your offense. So now I'm kind of questioning Joe Barry if he knows how to stop this offense. Even though they held the Jets to 1-for-10 on third downs, it's certain plays that allowed the Jets to overcome that and win this game. But obviously, it's a struggle. So I'm worried about the Packers if they got to play the San Francisco 49ers. We've seen them struggle in the past against that same type of offense, that same type of system. It's like that system gives this defense issues and problems, but they're going to have to try to get it fixed because that's the system that a lot of these coaches are running in the National Football League today.
Harry Douglas, a.k.a. Shimp, ESPN football analyst, joining us this morning. I'm Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Are the Eagles the best team head and shoulders above everybody else in the NFC?
In the NFC, yes. Yeah, the Eagles are that football team. And we've seen them early on rump the Dallas Cowboys last night. Now, Dallas had a little time when they came back in the third quarter. But that was stopped by a hell of a drive by the Eagles, right? Dallas goes on a long drive, then you see Jalen Hurts take his team on a long drive. But when I'm looking at this secondary, man, that secondary, if you're not 3, 4, 5 receiver deep against the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't stand a chance in my eyes. Because that secondary has 3 or 4 guys that can make plays. And that's how championship teams are built now, because this is a pass-happy league. So you need about 3 to 5 guys in your secondary that can match up with the opposing team's skill position groups. And I just, right now, I see the Eagles, they are the best team still in my eyes. Now, the Buffalo Bills are right underneath them because of what they did against Kansas City and how they looked the entire year. But the Eagles right now, they're undefeated, so I still have them as number one, and especially in the NFC. But throughout the entire NFL, the Bills are knocking on their door. They're right underneath them.
Yeah, I love the fact that the Giants send them Bradbury, and that might be the tipping point in the secondary that makes them the best team. Terrific. Anyway.
And Gardner Johnson that they traded for from the Saints. Right.
Hey, you were on the field for Tennessee's upset of Alabama, Harry.
I thought I saw him down there in the melee. Like, hey, there's one right there. There he is.
Carrying the poles out of the stadium.
Wasn't many of us.
I know you couldn't wait to come on this show and tell Key I told you so, right? I mean, that's what the whole point of this is.
Yeah, man, Tennessee is a team that I actually thought they should have been ranked number 1 in the country. Hey, when you look at their win and their schedules. But then, Keyshawn.
What's up, Coach?
What's that theme music that you needed when I was there? That USC music.
They got a great fight song at SC, though.
You said that we were going to get pushed around and beat up on. We had control of the game, man. Our defense, in Alex Grinch, defensive coordinator, who was giving up 40 at Oklahoma every damn game. We bring him with us. He's still doing the same thing. In the end, look, that was the problem. And then they go for 2. And they get the 2, and we just, you know, Jordan Addison gets hurt, had a high ankle sprain, so he gets hurt. He goes out the game because he was cooking, and we lost. We lost. And I knew it was going to be a tough out anyway. But
Not so much with the defense.
USC, honestly, USC should have won the game.
Should have won,
he's not wrong.
We
the
had
defense let them down.
We had 4 turnovers in the game.
The defense let them down. You should not be giving up points like that to a Utah team in that manner. But that also shows you that when it comes to the college football playoffs, if USC would have remained undefeated and won the Pac-12, they probably wasn't going to get rumped when they got to the playoffs anyway because of what they're lacking defensively.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to say that, but okay.
What was it like? What was it like? Take us inside. What was it like, Harry?
It was unbelievable. So I'm recording everyone running on the field, right? This guy decides to run straight towards me and pick me up like I'm his damn child. So I didn't karate chop his arm. I'm screaming, man, put me down. I'm a grown-ass man. Why are you carrying me? But it was, man, seeing all the fans come on the field, and just about everybody had cigars. So my clothes smelled like straight cigar smoke. I may even took me a puff or two of one my damn self. But it was an amazing scene.
Harry,
man.
Did they take down both goalposts? Yes. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, and they got fined for it.
Yeah.
They got fined for it. I think it's like $150,000 or something like that.
Oh,
find them.
Well, I mean, just saying what the cost of the not fine, what the cost of the
great Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen,
super spreader event going on.
Yes. Well, I think we're past that.
One last thing. I'm gonna do it quick though.
Yeah.
Give the Falcons the love that they deserve. They're a different team now.
Yeah, listen, they look good. I'm not going to lie. Hey, thanks, Harry. The Cowboys, Dak Prescott, says he's ready to return week 7.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.